San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, March 29th, 2020. Today, Reverend Mark Obkamp is our guest speaker, and his lesson is entitled, A Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
So good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And how are we doing today?
Great.
Wonderful.
There we go. That's what I wanted to hear. So as we prepare for this morning's lesson, let us anchor ourselves in the truth that there is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this one power God, the living spirit almighty, one absolute, indestructible and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. Indeed. And we are all one. So I'm going to start with a definition this morning. And then I'm going to ask you if you know what that definition was about. A feeling of alarm or disquiet caused by awareness or expectation of danger. A manifestation of such a feeling, a state of dread, to be afraid of, to be in awe of. So what have I just described?
Panic.
No.
But fear?
You got it. Indeed, I have just described fear. And today this will be the topic of our talk. So how many of you have either felt a little fear or apprehension over the last few weeks? I figured that's each and every one of us. Me too. And how did that feel for you? Was it comfortable? Was it discomforting?
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, uncomfortable.
And I admit, you know, I've had my moments of discomfort. I can't go into a lot of details because my daughter said I can't, but there's been a little discomfort. But on the other hand, what I've been feeling over the last few weeks is concern. I've been concerned for the children on lunch programs at school, that I don't know if they're getting their lunches now. I wonder who's feeding them. And the title of today's talk is A Bridge Over Troubled Waters. Did anyone notice the icon in their program? It's people building a bridge over troubled waters. Yes, there's a lot of troubled waters out there right now. You know, kids are not in school, they're at home, maybe with abusive parents where they would have been in school and in shelter. You know, some of those kids have only that to get out and escape those homes. And they have their teachers monitoring them. They don't have that now. I'm concerned about them. I'm concerned about the planet as a whole and where this is going. And yet, as we move through our thoughts today, I hope to help us work through any fears that we may be having and redirect them into the healing energy for ourselves, our communities, and the planet. So what did the founder of our teaching, The Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes, have to say about fear? On page 144, paragraph 3, in the Science of Mind textbook, he states that health and sickness are largely externalizations of our dominant mental and spiritual states. A mind filled with thoughts of fear has been known to cause the momentary stoppage or acceleration of the heart. Physicians now testify that under emotional stress, the blood leaves a chemical deposit around the joints in the body. Worry, fear, anger, jealousy, and other emotional conditions are mental in their nature, and as such are being recognized as the hidden cause of a larger part of all the physical suffering to which the flesh is heir. So a normal healthy mind will reflect itself in a healthy body, and conversely, an abnormal mental state, such as fear, expresses its corresponding condition in some physical condition. Thoughts are things. So right now we're having a lot of fear out there, and we're seeing that fear building, and that fear is expressing itself in physical conditions in people. What are we going to do to start changing that fear? Let me think about this for a minute. If thoughts are things, what is this group consciousness of fear putting into the universe? We're putting a lot of negative energy out there, folks. And we need to start thinking about what we're putting out there. Our thoughts are things. Our words are things. And our personal fears are things. Yes, we have been talking about fear on a pandemic scale, but where are our own personal fears holding us back? How many times have we said to ourselves, I am not ready yet. I might fail. I might get hurt. It might cost too much. I don't want anyone to know I have a problem. I don't want to talk about it. I'm afraid to express my feelings. I don't have the energy. It's too hard. Where might I end up? I don't have the money. I don't trust anyone. I'm not good enough. And the list goes on and on and on. So who is holding us back? Is there really anyone holding us back but ourselves? No. So if you're worried about what other people might think, are you really worried about what you might think? Like, I just can't. You are never a failure unless you believe that you're that failure. You are the power over your own destiny. You are the power over your own creation. And I know right here and right now that we all have the power of the universe backing us. We all have that individual knowing within us to create whatever it is we want out of life. Right now, what I'm wanting to create is a healthier planet. And I know that I'm starting as one soul, one individual within my thought to do that. And I know that as we're gathered here today, we are other individuals putting that positive energy back into the planet. And we are healing the planet. That is what free will and volition are all about. What wonderful gifts the universe has given us. If you change your thinking, you can change your life. It's that simple. God is created from within, not without. In our meditation this morning, Reverend Connie was leading us through that orb, that little tiny golden orb within. And it grows and grows and grows. And then it encompasses whatever it needed to encompass. For me, I was encompassing the whole world and just embracing it and giving it love. And I know that that's always within me. I have that power within me. And wherever each of us went on our journey this morning, you have that power within you too. We are the masters of our own future. Think about that. The future is so bright, I gotta wear shades. Because I know right now that what's going on now, this is now. What's in the past is in the past. There have been pandemics in the past. There was the big flu epidemic in 1918. That's in the past. What's going on now also is going to change. So let's think for a minute. What can we or I do to become that bridge over troubled waters? Well, on a rainy afternoon recently, as I was considering this talk, a minister friend of mine posted a video of a duck swimming in his pool without a care in the world. It was pouring down rain, and here's this duck, all by itself, swimming around the pool, doing its thing. And I thought to myself, It knows nothing, nor does it acknowledge any imbalance in the world around it. It is just simply swimming. So right here, right now, in this moment, in this troubled time, each of us is serving a purpose on this planet. We are not in this space at this time by accident. We are here by divine appointment. So what is mine to do? Let's think about that for a minute. As I had decided to put this topic in place today, a lot of music from the late 60s and 70s started bouncing around in my brain. If you listen real closely to the talk today, you might hear some song titles in it. But I haven't labeled them. I'm not going to say who it's by. I'm going to leave that for you to find. I love to play games. So obviously the title for this talk, and then one other thing kept returning to center. In 1975, I believe it was, Gladys Knight recorded a version of The Way We Were and Try to Remember. Now, the song is really cool and it's wonderful and really great, but what I kept coming back to was her opening monologue that she gave, because she did it in a concert setting. And in it, she talks about the good old days. Everybody's talking about the good old days. And then she reminds us that as dark as these times may seem, someday these will be the good old days to our children. And I'm thinking now even our grandchildren. So let's think about that for a minute. I work in a supermarket setting. And every day I'm seeing people coming in. And the kids don't care. You know, these 4, 5, 6-year-olds, they're just doing their thing like the duck in the pond. They are being kids. They're being obnoxious sometimes. They're laughing. They're having a good time. They're talking to mom. They're talking to everybody. They don't care about the screens in front, the protective plexiglass in front of us. They don't care about any of that. They just care about being kids. They just care about that innocence and trust that they have. They don't care about anything else. Their moms may be worried, and you know what? They're starting to pick up on that. Their dads, they're starting to pick up on what might, you know, be going on, but they're not totally realizing it, and that's a good thing. So let's think about how our thoughts are peppering the thoughts of our children or grandchildren right now. How are they going to look back on this period in time? And for that matter, how are we going to look back on this period in time? And how will history reflect upon it? Will they only remember the turmoil? Or will we recognize that this was the beginning of a time of great change for the entire world? That's what I'm going by. I know that change is here. I know that we've been told that change is coming. And I know the future is right now. Because we're headed for the future, and the future's now. We certainly cannot go back. So what kind of future is beginning right here and now? Curtis Lampkin wrote that believing is all that a child does for a living. What a powerful statement. What if we change our belief systems? What if those people who are being really frightened by this and are just really putting doom and gloom out there start to think differently? What if they start to think, when this is all done on the other end and I come out of it, I'll still be here? When a baby comes into this earth in human form, forgetting for the most part what was before, it comes with trust. It enters with faith. Faith that if it needs something, it's going to have its needs met. Faith that if its diaper needs to be changed, it will be changed. Faith that if it's cold, it will get warmth. Maybe in mama's arms, maybe under a blanket, whatever. Faith that it's going to be fed when it's hungry. And we need to have faith now. We need to believe with no doubt that what is going on is just part of a grand design. We don't have to know God's plan. We just have to know that it's in place and trust. It is not for us to fully understand at all. It's only to know and believe that a greater good is coming to light from all of this. We need to know that this came to pass, and it will pass. But we must also remember that there are many lessons to be learned here. Now, I'm not saying that we need to just ignore or pretend that this is not going on. It is. And there are people who are dying from it. It does not mean that each and every person on the planet is going to die from it. It means that at some point in time, we will make our transition. At some point in time, we will leave this planet. And it was probably agreed on before we got here. We don't remember that, but God knows. And that's all we need to know. I personally believe this is not going to be my demise or my end. And I know that with that belief, I can just keep going on. Now, as the world, we need to know it will never be the same. This is going to be a different planet when this is over. And yet, when all is said and done, life will go on, and most of us will still be living it. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that what we are seeing now is a direct manifestation of perhaps all of our misunderstood or misguided thoughts. I also believe that we have the power to turn this fear into love. Remember that all dis-ease, yes, dis-ease, but dis-ease is a misguided thought. So how do we as individuals begin to bridge the gap? What is missing? Let's think about that for a minute. I believe that love is always the pathway to healing of any sort. So let's start with love. I am now seeing an outpouring of love from all over the world. Think about those people in Italy and Spain that are out on their balconies singing to each other. Think about the people around the world that are saying and reaching out, "Do you need anything? Can I help you? Do you need anything from the store? I know you're in a group that, you know, might be considered, you know, at risk. What can I do for you?" I am seeing that outpouring of love. I am seeing communities get together and people who are not working, that they're giving them gift cards for $50 just to help them get groceries for a couple weeks. And that's what we need to see. That's what we need to see more of, that outpouring of love. So while we have been put on a global timeout, how quickly Mother Nature has begun to heal herself. There are dolphins swimming around in the canals in Italy. LA's smog is like almost non-existent. The air quality in San Diego, have you noticed the last rain we had? How clear the air smelled when you got up the next day? It's happening. And it's not taking Mother Nature that long. In a matter of a few weeks, you know, there are flower beds growing. It's springtime. Mother Nature is doing its thing. And we're out of the way right now. We're allowing her to do it. So change is inevitable. But how we react to change is the basis for what will be created. So are we running around scared ninnies, hiding our heads in you know, under our pillows at home, going, "I can't go out, I can't go out, I can't go out"? Well, we probably should be doing that. On the other hand, we have still been told we can take a walk. And when I social distance from people, I'm still saying good morning. I'm still saying, "How are you today?" I am still enveloping them in love, because I want them to know that somebody there cares. The homeless people that I see at the end of my alley every morning, which I haven't seen for the last couple days, I think maybe they've gotten some shelter, but I always talk to them, and I always ask them how they're doing. I take them brownies, I take them water. It's just my little contribution, my little oneness that I can do. And if I can do that, I know everybody else can too. It's those little small, teeny, teeny, tiny acts of kindness. Maybe a prayer. Maybe a prayer just saying, I know good for the planet. I know good for this person. I know good for that person. That's all it takes. One thought, one thing, one act. Think of these song titles for a minute. What a wonderful world. No matter what is going on around us, this is still a wonderful world that we live in. All you have to do is look around. The trees are starting to bloom. That which is barren is turning green and lush. And life is going on around us. I believe that love is always the pathway to healing of any sort. So I do believe that in these times, more than ever before, what the world needs now is love. But how do we bring the world consciousness to a vibration of love and hope? It must begin with ourselves. What hurts are you carrying from the past right now? Are you ready to begin healing them? Then let's do it. It all begins with forgiveness and remembering who we are. We are divine creations of a loving creator. We are divine creatures of a loving creator. We were created in love, and we are love. We are a vibration of love. And with that vibration, what we put into ourselves, we can give back. So what resentments or regrets from the past are you holding on to right now? Are they serving any purpose? Are you ready to let them go? Simply say to yourself, I forgive. And then forgive yourself for carrying them with you for so long. As we release these things, we are opening the space for all the love of the universe to flow to us and through us. And now it is time to release that thought or situation on its way. Repeat after me. I lovingly release what was.
I lovingly release what was.
Gratefully accept what is.
Gratefully accept what is.
Have faith.
Have faith.
And know that a wonderful
and know that a wonderful
and beautiful future
and beautiful future
lies ahead.
Lies ahead.
Just take a moment and feel the beauty and love pulsating through your body right now. Breathe it in. Breathe it out. Breathing in love, releasing what's not serving. Whether it was this week, yesterday, years ago, let it go. And so as we have released our negative thoughts for this moment, ask yourselves, what can I do right here, in this space, right now, to begin sending healing love to the planet and all living creatures today and always? Well, how about when you go to bed at night? Try releasing anything heavy that may be weighing on your heart. Fill that space with loving thoughts and knowing healing for the entire planet. Upon waking in the morning, allow your thoughts to center on all of the good and acts of kindness that you have witnessed or read about the day before, and offer a prayer of gratitude. Something like, Thank you for all the good allowing itself to be known to me, not only yesterday, but today as well. And thank you for all that is and all that is not. Thank you for the perfect balance within this day. At some point in the morning, praise the planet for beginning the healing process, knowing its perfection, and thank the universe for allowing us to heighten our awareness. And let us not forget to give thanks for each and every soul on this planet and its individual good and loving presence. During the day, let us allow ourselves to see the good God in everyone and every situation, for there truly is no spot where God is not. And if for some reason we are given the opportunity to engage with someone whose day is less than perfect, without judgment, to the best of our ability, let us silently surround them with love, remembering our sacred connection. There is no division, no separation. And we do not have to know why they are acting the way they are acting. It is only our job to hold them in love and healing light. Let it go. As the day goes by, remember to give thanks for all that you have, all that you are, and by the time you go to bed at night, it is time to release anything that has not served us today and allow it to melt into the nothingness from where it came. And as we know peace for every soul on the planet, we can again realize the peace within ourselves as well. So, just for today, are you ready to choose peace?
Yes.
Love?
Yes.
And prosperity?
Yes.
Or just ease and fear?
No.
No.
The choice and the thoughts are yours. Remember that as we begin our individual work, love will build a bridge, and the planet and human consciousness will begin to heal. We are all one. One thought, one heart, one mind, one with all that is, and a healing presence for the world. So I would like to close today with three quotes. Kind of interesting sources and where they came from. The first is from Marie Curie. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more so that we may fear less. From Abraham Hicks, one person in alignment is more powerful than millions who are not. Think about that. All it takes is one person in alignment to wipe out these millions of scared people out there. We can do this. And from Laura Kelly Fanucci, when this is over, may we never again take for granted a handshake with a stranger, full shelves at the store, conversations with neighbors, a crowded theater, Friday night out, the taste of communion, a routine checkup, the school rush each morning, coffee with a friend, the stadium roaring, each deep breath, a boring Tuesday, life itself. When this ends, may we find that we have become more like the people we wanted to be, we were called to be, we hoped to be, and may we stay that way, better for each other because of the worst. Yes. We are going through a major shift, but how we come out of this shift is entirely up to us. As Dr. Connie spoke about in our first talk this month, it is all a question of balance. So how are we going to add to that balance? Are we going to give love and light? I think so. Are we going to come out of this being a better world, being more compassionate for each other, being more aware of needs of others? I think so. Are we going to start realizing that we have to be nicer to the planet so it will be nice to us? Yes, we do. And we're going to. Mother, Father, God, I thank you for this day right here, right now. I know that at this point, we may be a world divided. We may be separated from each other. But I also know there's a master plan, and I have faith that once this plan is in place, we are going to be a healthier world. Healthy in mind, body, and spirit. I know right here and right now that we are love. And I know right here and right now that we can give that love in return. So let us be aware right here and right now to be a little more open-hearted, to be a little more open-minded, to be loving, to be caring, and let us simply be who we are. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, for this day, for this opportunity, and for this time together. Please join me in saying, and so it is. I thank you for your time and your presence here today. Namaste.